Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house tonight. Everyone in the house, those that are viewing, I have a word from you, or for you. I have a word for you. Say, God has a word for me tonight. God has a word for me tonight. The scriptures make it very clear. It says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And that really puts a lot of emphasis on what takes place in our lives comes because we believe God for it. We trust in the Lord. We really know that God is God over everything, every single moment, every second, every hour, in every event of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year. God is God. Nothing is missing. Just have to prophesy. Say, nothing is missing. Just have to prophesy. Say it again. Nothing is missing. I just have to prophesy. Come on, let that be a song in your heart. Nothing is missing. You just have to prophesy. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that this word will resonate in your heart. If you wake up and there's a thought in your mind, it's nothing is missing except to prophesy. Nothing is missing except to prophesy. In Joel verse 2 and 28, it says, or chapter 2, verse 28, it says, and afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. That puts it in your ballpark again. What do I have to do? Believe. I believe. Nothing is missing. Jesus said, I've given you all things that pertain to this life, your life, and all the godly relationship that you need. I've given it to you. I've given you all things. So, nothing is missing except to prophesy. On all your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. Your old men, they will dream prophetically. Your young men, they will see prophetically. On my servants, both men and women, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and you will prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. All we have to do for the day at hand and the coming day is totally, absolutely, and completely believe God. All we have to do is believe God. Doors of favor and honor have opened. Doors of favor and honor have opened. We're missing nothing. All we have to do is prophesy. Doors of favor and honor are opening. Doors of favor and honor are opening. Difficult times are becoming easy. Difficult times are becoming easy. Tough seasons are becoming easy. I will pour water on a thirsty land, the streams on dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will sing up, they will spring up like grass in the meadow, like poplar trees. They will flow like streams of water. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's. I'm the Lord's. I belong to God. I belong to the Lord. And they will take the name of Israel. In other words, nothing is missing. We just have to prophesy. Nothing is empty. The empty places are made full. Those rough, hard, difficult, trying times, Isaiah said, I'm making them easy. I'll make it easy, says the word of the Lord. I will make it easy. Luke, it says, the Lord will make the crooked way straight. He will make the rough ground level. Hard times are becoming easier. Challenging, difficult times are becoming easier and clear. There is an awakening in the world today. There is an open door of treasures and mysteries and wonders. This is a season unlike any other, and all we have to do is believe God. All you have to do is believe. There is nothing else to believe. All you have to do is believe. There's no one else to believe but God. What God said, He is bringing to pass. This is a day of outpouring. This is a day of renown. This is a day where the high hill, God will bring it low. You'll not have to tread foreign territory and feel like a foreigner, He said, in a foreign land. I'll make you known. You no longer feel like strangers in the earth. Places where you felt undone, unsuccessful, unsure, unachieved. God said, I'll bring the mountain low just so you can mount the mountain, so you can stand on top. And God said, I will raise you up. God will bring the mountain low so you can stand out in confidence, just because God's saying, step on this mountain. He's taking the consciousness, and the self-awareness out of a generation. I see a generation doing exactly what He said, rising up in strength. I see a generation filled with the youth of the Lord. I see a generation of people saying, the Lord is my strength. I see a mighty confidence coming into those that have said, we have stood and believed the Lord. I see the Spirit of God being poured out, not just so we open our mouth and prophesy. We'll do that. But that a confidence comes inside. A change of mind. An enlightened heart. A regenerated spirit. A flowing out of the rivers of our God. Words are going to come out of you. He said, I will give you knowledge and I will give you wisdom. When you walk into a strange, unfamiliar place, it'll look like you're walking into a strange, unfamiliar place. But when you arrive, I'll open up your mouth and I'll declare through you my will and my word. Kings and nations, priests and righteous and unrighteous men will say, it is the word of the Lord. It will be as in the day of Nebuchadnezzar. Though they did not serve the living God, yet they could not deny that the Lord of power, He said, I am the mighty God, is speaking. The Lord says, I will come out and I will be as a mighty man. He said, I will be as a warrior, but not fighting evil, but standing up in righteousness, declaring, look and see. He said, I will show them that I am the Lord God with you. You will be called the Israel, the blessed of God, the Jacob, the seeds of promise. You are the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The time has changed. The Lord has come. Blessed is He. Blessed are those. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Trying times are disappearing. The word of change is coming to pass. I didn't know if it was a trial or a blessing. There will be a time you won't know the difference. When you believe, all there is to believe, is what God has said. And you will stand and bear witness to the word of the Lord that says, you will say, I have counted it joy. I have counted it joy. I have counted it joy. When all these times, trying times they said, but I said, I hear them calling on my faith. I don't see them as enemies. I don't see them as weights. I see them as the honor and the favor of the Lord. I see my faith exalted. You called it a trying time. All I heard God say was, stand up, for the blessing of the Lord is at hand. I counted what others called a trying time, a time of favor, a time of honor, a time of renown, a time of appointment, a time of blessing. I stepped out in a dry place, and I wasn't afraid that there wouldn't be water to drink. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, prophesy to the heavens and call for the rain, for I'm going to pour out in a foreign land that water is foreign to. I'm going to call out for a river, and a river will flow, and out of a dry place, it'll no longer look like a dry place. Water will not be foreign in that land, because you have done all you had to do. All you had to do is believe. There was only one thing to believe. What the word of the Lord was. Give the Lord a... Wasn't weary. Didn't feel tired anymore. There's a generation that live and breathe in the earth today that will proclaim of all ages, the Lord has renewed my strength. I walk in the strength of my youth, having been on the earth, living and breathing for many years. I run and I'm not weary. I walk and I am not of a faint heart. For the Lord has renewed me. He has strengthened me. My youth has returned to me. Many will say, my youth has never fled me. Nothing is missing. All there is to believe all that he said. There is nothing to believe other than what God has said. There is a way of favor. Many will come and they will bring their treasures. They will open their treasure chest and they will say, let me bless you, for there is a word in your mouth that has comforted my heart. In a day when the world is trying, the word of the Lord will come to pass, when many will lift up their voice, when the world seems to be tried. If those that have not trusted in the Lord have the right to say, why are you faint at heart? Do you not see the treasure of the Lord? Do you not see the blessing of God? You will see a time where those that have stood and trusted the Lord will say, as the prophet has said, who is against us? There are far more that stand on our side. There are far more that are with us than any that could raise against us. For the Lord is on our side. And the eyes of many will be opened, and they will see the favor of the Lord, and they will have a renewed heart, saying, God is for us. Those that oppose themselves as enemies will be led in before the leadership of God. They will humble themselves, and the Lord will make peace. We will break bread in confidence, for the Lord is doing a wonder in the earth. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I give the Lord a shout of praise. I know no more than to bless his name. There's nothing to believe except what God has said to me. How trying are the times when the Lord says no weapon formed against you will prosper. When the Lord said, I will lead you in the way you are supposed to go. when he said the dry land will yield water. When you walk into a place and no man has made a road, the Lord God will make the road that is before you. And not only will you walk on a road, but you will walk on a road that the Lord himself has prepared and said, put your feet on this road and follow the path I have set before you. The lost will no more be lost. The wanderers will no more wander. For the Lord has made a way where others could not see the way. You see, nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Shout it with me. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Shout it with me. Nothing is missing. Shout it with me. Nothing is missing. Shout it with me. Nothing. All we have to believe is there is nothing else to believe except what God has said. He's making it easy for you to walk in victory. He's making it easy for you to stand in the day. All we have to believe is there is nothing to believe except what God has said. If you believe, shout yes and amen. Put your hand over your heart and say, I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat. For the Lord has quickened me to believe only what he says. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat at the word of the Lord. I feel my heart race. I feel my heart race. I feel my heart race at the word of the Lord. There's an excitement, an anointing being poured out. Well, they will run in as they run in the days of old. And we'll say, look and see, the Lord has given us the victory. Your steps won't sound like the steps of one, but the steps of many. For the Lord will multiply your faith. The Lord will increase the doing in which you believe. The Lord will bring favor upon favor upon favor. When they want to tell you no, they will have to say yes and amen, for the Lord has said it. God will lead you in a way of favor. You will not waver. No double-mindedness is in you. You know you have to continue. All I know is what the word of the Lord has said. All I know is what the word of the Lord has said. I feel my heartbeat. Come on. I feel my heartbeat. I hear my heartbeat at the word of the Lord. I hear my heartbeat. I feel my breath deep. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat at the presence and the word of the Lord. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat at the word of the Lord. I feel my heartbeat. I feel my heartbeat. My heart is quickened by the word of the Lord. I feel my heartbeat. My soul is stirring. My head is whirling at the word of the Lord. Pouring out revelation, interpretation, wisdom and knowledge that flows through you. There's no dryness in your soul tonight. The Lord refreshes you by his word and his might. God gives you fresh living water today. I feel my heartbeat at the word of the Lord. This is what I say. I'm quickened by the word of the Lord tonight. Favor is all around you. Blessing surrounds you. God has called you blessed and redeemed by His own word, which He does not revoke nor change. For the Lord is yes, and in Him is only amen. All we have to believe, if there is nothing else to believe except the word of the Lord. All we have to believe is there is nothing to believe but the word of the Lord. Come on. All I have to believe is there is nothing else to believe but the word of the Lord. All I have to believe is there is nothing to believe but the word of the Lord. Come on. Nothing is missing. Feel my heartbeat at the word of the Lord. I feel renewed. I feel restored. Nothing to believe except the word of the Lord. We have nothing to believe except to believe. All we believe is the word of the Lord. I prophesy over every single person in the house tonight that there is an outpouring of God's Spirit on you. You made an appointment of excellence tonight, and there is favor. Your days are going to change into the brightness of a day. God said, I will make the blackness, the darkness, I will make it light around you. He said, I will take the rough way, and I will make it smooth. I will make it level. I will make it straight. You will be called the blessed of the Lord. Dreams from God will be poured out upon you like a spirit of revelation. You will wake up with the excitement of God, your heart pounding by the word of the Lord. Your days are changing into favor. There will be increase in you. There will be increase in your spirit, your economy, the economy of your heart, the economy of your mind, the economy of your resources will change. The Lord will show you the treasures and the blessing of heaven. The Lord will show you the increase of your faith, of your seed, and of your sowing. This is a day, this is an hour of the outpouring of the abundance of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We're missing nothing. There's nothing missing. We're missing nothing. There's nothing missing. My heart is pounding. My spirit resounding. There's nothing to believe but to believe the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. A door is open. A door of favor. A door of honor. They'll say no at one thing and yes at something else. Twice as much, twice as good. None will gainsay against you. None will overcome you. No waters of terror or fear will overflow you. We'll ride the wave by the word of the Lord. We'll ride the wave by the word of the Lord. Blind eyes are opening. People are seeing. There are those that fear and say, what shall we do? You're going to say, what are you talking about? This is the greatest day of our lives. And not as simply a tagline or a phrase that you have heard, but a revelation that you're living. Some will say we're afraid and don't know what's going to happen. And you'll say, what are you talking about? It's so clear to see. God has opened up a door. A river is pouring out of me. There's more water than you could drink, more bread than you could eat, more meat than you could chew. What are you talking about? God has brought it to you. But we will see differently in this day, says the word of the Lord. You will see with the eyes of the Spirit. You will see how increased and how blessed and how abundant you are. And the Lord will make you to rule over the goodness of the land, just as God has said. See, we've nothing to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. See, we've nothing to believe but to believe. Just believe the word of the Lord. We've nothing to believe. We have nothing to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. All we need to believe is there is nothing to believe except the word of the Lord. All we have to believe is there is nothing to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. All we have to believe is there is nothing to believe except the word of the Lord. Mighty God, Holy One, Great God, Prince of Peace. All we have to believe is there nothing to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. Where is that word? For the word of the Lord is nigh me, even in my mouth. That seed, that evidence, that faith, God has spoken. It shall come to pass. And what shall come to pass? Peace that he left you. The difficult becoming easy. The rough becoming smooth. The weight without burden. The way plain before you. Bare land, foreign land, it becomes well known to us that it is the fertile land of the Lord. Springs in the desert, fields in the wilderness, roads that God makes. What does that mean? I will only walk in the way of the Lord. I have nothing to fear. The Lord directs my steps. The Lord is directing your steps. All we have to believe is there is nothing left to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. Nothing is missing. We're pulling on the heavens of God tonight. We're pulling on the heavens of God tonight. Heaven's ear is open to our words. For we believe in the one true and only God. Heaven's attention is right here in this room. Right here in this place. Right where you are believing tonight. We have united in the faith of the Son of the living God. We have nothing to believe except to believe. All we have to believe is the word of the Lord. Where shall we find it? I will write my word in your heart. In your mind will I ascribe them. I will pour out of my spirit upon you, and you will prophesy by my spirit. And what shall the spirit say? And the spirit will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears the Father say, that's what will pour out of you. That's what will flow out of your mouth. That's what the Lord will declare in the earth, and you will see it spring forth, says the word of the living God. We pull upon the heavens of God. The doors are open. The clouds have shaded you. The sun will not burn you. You'll not weary or tire. For the Lord gives you drink. And the waters of the Lord renew and give you strength. Waters of revelation. Waters of clarity. Waters of peace. Waters of joy. Waters of excitement. Waters of a renewed mind. Waters of a renewed spirit. Waters of a healed body. Waters of a restored joy. Waters, living waters. Waters of longevity, strength to your bones. Waters of wisdom. Waters of joy. There's joy coming. Why are they so filled with joy? Because when there are those around saying we don't know what to do, they're saying we know exactly what to do. There's no force trying to make a people believe. There's no whip driving them to the altar. For our testimony bears witness of itself. Even as Daniel bore witness that God was with him. Even as Abraham bore witness that God was with him, as Joseph bore witness that God was with him, as Elijah bore witness that God was with him, as Elisha bore witness that God was with him. So the Lord is with you tonight. The Lord is with you tonight. Nothing is missing. Your heart is racing. Anticipation. For the word of the Lord is not far away. The distance will no longer be that which is far away, but it has come up close to you. The distance has been taken out of the equation. Far has become near. Waiting is gone. This is the day. This is the hour of the Lord. This is the day God has made. The mind will become singular. This is the day of blessing. Today is the day of favor. Today is the day of honor. Today is the day of abundance. Today is the day of the increase of the Lord. Today is the day I don't thirst, and yet I'm thirsty for more of the word of the Lord. We have nothing to believe except to believe the word of the Lord. It's been spoken in the house. It's been spoken into your ear. The Lord watered the seed that's been spoken into your mind tonight. It will come alive. It will make itself known. It will bear witness that the Lord has sown it, and the Lord has watered it, and the Lord is watching over it, and the Lord will call it forth, and it will yield its fruit. It will bear the body that God has given it, and it will bear witness that it has been created by God and called out in His favor. Nothing is missing. All we have to believe is to believe the word of the Lord. This word is in me. It is in you. Alive in you. Quickened by the Spirit of the Lord. it will speak out of you. Take no thought what you will say in those days that you're not sure what to say. But yet there's even more. There is a confidence where I go and what I say will be by the word of the Lord. And I will rejoice and enjoy every word that God speaks, every syllable, every utterance of my lips. For I am led of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He has made me to lie down in green pastures. He has led me beside the still waters. He has already restored my soul. He is leading me in the paths of His righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there was no fear in me or around me. For the Lord has kept me. The Lord is with me. I fear no evil, for God is with me. Your rod and your staff has comforted me. You have already prepared a table before me in the presence of an enemy that doesn't seem like an enemy anymore, because my cup runs over with joy and words of blessing and words of praise and words of favor. My cup has run over. Only goodness and mercy has pursued me every day of my life, and I am dwelling in the influence, the presence, and the power of the Lord now and forevermore. In the house, let me hear you shout, yes and amen. This is the greatest season of your life. Nothing is missing. All you have to believe is there's nothing to believe except the word of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise.